Unit 23.
A loaf of bread.
What awful weather! And we are in the middle of summer. It seems impossible.
Yes, it reminds me of a summer day when I was a boy of 14. We didn't live in New York then, but in a quiet little town in California.
How awful. I detest quiet little towns.
Well, I liked it very much. I had so many friends there.
All right, dear. Go on.
Well, one summer evening, about 8 o'clock, a storm began. And it was a real storm, with thunder, lightning, and hail. It was the worst storm that I can remember. Suddenly, my mother said, "We have no bread in the house. One of you boys must go and buy a loaf at once, before the shops close. Which of you wants to go?" Well, of course, I didn't want to go. So I looked at my brother James, and he looked at me. And I was sorry for him because he had a bad cold.
The poor boy.
So I said, "All right, Mom." And I went off on my bicycle.
I can't imagine you on a bicycle.
Well, I went into the storm. The lightning nearly blinded me. And the thunder deafened me. At last, I fell off my bicycle. And in that moment, it began to rain. Torrents of rain. I was almost drowned.
My poor darling.
But I went on my way, pushing the bicycle, because it was impossible to ride it in all that rain. But I didn't care. I felt so proud. I thought, "Tom, my boy, you are a hero."
And you were a hero, darling.
But the rain wasn't my only trouble. When I reached the shops, I found them all closed. At last, I found one. Just one, still open, and it was a baker's shop.
What good luck.
It certainly was. Well, I bought the only remaining loaf in the shop and turned back home. I can't describe the journey back. I fell off the bicycle again and dirtied all my clothes with mud, of course.
Oh, you poor darling.
But I didn't worry about that. I was too busy thinking about my return home. I imagine all the family embracing me and saying, "Our Tom is a hero."
Yes, dear. And I can imagine how proud of you they all were when you arrived home.
Well, when at last I reached home, I didn't say a word. I just put the loaf on the table and waited modestly for the applause and the embraces.
You darling.
But my mother just gave one look at the loaf. Then she said, "He bought white bread instead of brown."
Elenco dei verbi irregolari apparsi nel dialogo A Loaf of Bread.
Begin, began, begun.
Cominciare.
Say, said, said.
Dire.
Go, went, gone.
Andare.
Fall, fell, fallen.
Cadere.
Feel, felt, felt.
Sentire.
Think, thought, thought.
Pensare.
Find, found, found.
Trovare.
Buy, bought, bought.
Comprare.
Put, put, put.
Mettere.
Give, gave, given.
Dare. Regular verbs, verbi irregolari. Nella Unit 22 abbiamo detto che il past e il past participle dei verbi irregolari si formano aggiungendo ed o d alla base form. Work, worked, worked. Live, lived, lived. Se cerchiamo un verbo in un dizionario, si vede se è regolare o irregolare. To work, past tense e past participle, worked, lavorare, verbo regolare. Irregular verbs, verbi irregolari. I verbi irregolari non formano il past e il past participle con ed o di. Go, went,
gone.
Come, came, come. Se cerchiamo to go in un dizionario troviamo to go, past tense, went, past participle,
gone.
Andare, irregolare. To go è irregolare perché il passato e il participio passato non si formano aggiungendo ed alla forma base. Nota, nel past simple dei verbi regolari e di quelli irregolari tutte le persone sono uguali. Past simple regolare. I worked, you worked, he worked, we worked, you worked, they worked. Past simple irregolare. I went, you went, he went, we went, you went, they went. In the middle of, nel mezzo di.
Tom.
One evening, in the middle of the summer, there was a terrible storm. In the middle of the storm, my mother said, "Tom, go and buy a loaf of bread." "But Mom," I answered, "in this storm? And it's too far. The baker's shop is in the middle of town."
To remember, ricordare. To forget, dimenticare.
Able. When I forget to put my room in order or to make my bed, my mother often says to me, "It's more convenient to forget than to remember." She says this because I only forget or pretend to forget what I don't like to do. So my mother is always saying to me, "Remember to put your clothes in the wardrobe. Don't leave them all over the room. Don't forget to clean your shoes before going to school. Remember to turn off the lights before leaving your room." And so on and so on. Of course, she needn't tell me, "Remember to telephone Barbara," or "Don't forget that on Sunday you have an appointment with your friends to play football." Mom is right. I only forget what is boring and unpleasant.
To pretend. Fingere, wardrobe, armadio, to turn off, spegnere. She needn't tell me, non c'è bisogno che mi dica. Lights, luci, appointment, appuntamento, unpleasant, sgradevole. To remind, far ricordare a qualcuno, rammentare, richiamare alla memoria.
Remind me to go to the bank.
Ricordami di andare.
Remind me that I must go to the bank.
Ricordami che. Tom and Margaret.
Margaret!
Yes, dear?
If I forget, please remind me to telephone my brother James to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, yes, dear. That reminds me that I have to send him a present.
And remind me that I must go to the bank to change some dollars.
Yes, darling.
And please remind me that on Friday I have an appointment with the dentist.
Of course, dear.
To remind of. You remind me of your mother. Mi ricordi tua madre. Tom and Margaret.
Margaret, when you smile, you remind me of your mother.
Do I look like mother?
Yes, dear, especially when you smile. Margaret, your friend Caroline reminds me of a zoo.
What do you mean?
Well, when she laughs, she reminds me of a hyena. And when she talks, she reminds me of a monkey.
Oh, Tom, how can you say such things?
Zoo, giardino zoologico, hyena, iena, monkey, scimmia, such, tale. To remind, far ricordare a qualcuno, rammentare, richiamare alla memoria. To remember, ricordare.
Tom doesn't remember that Margaret has a little niece. He has a bad memory. Margaret reminds him that she has a little niece. She says to him, "You know that my sister has a little daughter, little Alice." "Yes, now I remember," says Tom. "Well," says Margaret, "as your memory is so bad, I hope that you won't forget that we are engaged." "I shall remind you every day that I am your fiancé." "Oh, no, darling," laughs Tom. "It will never be necessary to remind me of that. I remember it every minute of the day."
Then, allora.
"This ice cream is delicious, Tom."
"Then have another one." Then, dopo, poi.
"Waiter, I'll have soup, then fried fish, then a steak, then coffee."
Then, allora, a quel tempo, in those days. Robert and Millie.
"Robert, you always say that I am silly. If I am so silly, why did you marry me?"
"You were different then."
"Oh, Robert, you were different then, too. You never said cruel things to me then. You were never rude to me then. You were romantic then."
"Romantic?"
One day, morning, afternoon, evening, night. Quando ci riferiamo a un tempo nel passato o nel futuro, usiamo one.
Abel. "One of these days, I must buy some good stereo headphones, so I can listen to music even at midnight, without being punished. One morning, last week, I was dressing and listening to some nice rock music. I assure you, the volume was quite low, but my father came into the room quite angry and scolded me. Then, one evening, I was studying and listening to some jazz music to keep me company, but my mother came into my room very irritated and said that the music was getting on her nerves, so I had to stop. One day, when I have my own house, I will buy a very powerful stereo set and I will put two loudspeakers in each room, even in the bathroom, so I can listen to music day and night, in every part of the house."
Headphones, cuffia, to punish, punire, to assure, assicurare, to scold, rimproverare, to keep me, per tenermi, my own, la mia propria, powerful, potente, loudspeaker, altoparlante. Sudden, improvviso, suddenly, improvvisamente. Tom.
"One summer evening, it suddenly began to rain. 10 minutes later, the rain stopped and it suddenly began to thunder. Suddenly, my mother said, 'We have no bread in the house. One of you boys must go and buy a loaf of bread.'"
Go and buy.
Va a comprare. Letteralmente va e compra.
Come and see me.
Vieni a vedermi. Vieni a trovarmi.
Try and eat more fruit.
Cerca di mangiare più frutta.
I'll try and do it.
Cercherò di farlo. In inglese è frequente trovare due imperativi o due futuri uniti da and.
Abel and his mother.
Abel!
Yes, mommy?
Come and sit next to me. I want to tell you something.
Yes, mommy.
What were you doing, dear?
I was just learning a piece of poetry by heart.
All right. When you finish, Go and buy your father's newspaper.
All right, Mom. May I take the dog with me?
Of course. And when you come back, try and put some order in your room.
I'll try and do it before going to bed.
And don't forget to go and see Mr. Wilson. He has telephoned twice already.
Yes, Mom. I'll go and see him this evening, after dinner.
By heart, a memoria, letteralmente a cuore. May I take? Posso portare? May. Quando si chiede un permesso, è più corretto usare may invece di can.
May I come in?
Posso entrare?
May I go out?
Posso uscire?
May I sit down?
Posso sedermi?
May I open the window?
Posso aprire la finestra? Thunder, tuono. Per dire un tuono, due tuoni, eccetera, non si può dire one thunder, two thunders. Si deve dire a clap of thunder, two claps of thunder, etc. Oppure a thunderclap, two thunderclaps, etc. Lightning, fulmine, lampo. Per dire un fulmine, due fulmini, si dice a flash of lightning, two flashes of lightning, etc. Clap, scoppio, colpo secco, flash, bagliore, fiammata. Immediately, immediatamente. At once, immediatamente. Come here immediately. Stop that at once. Robert and Millie.
Well, I must go to work. It's late. Have you ironed my blue shirt?
Just a minute, Robert. I'm ironing it now. I've nearly finished.
But I must go out at once. Do you understand? At once. At once.
But can't you wait for just 1 minute, dear?
No. When I say at once, I mean at once.
Iron, ferro, ferro da stiro, to iron, stirare. Nearly, quasi. Cold, freddo. It is cold, fa freddo, letteralmente esso è freddo. I'm cold, ho freddo, letteralmente io sono freddo.
In December and in January, when the weather is cold, you usually hear expressions like these. It's so cold today. It's bitterly cold. I feel so cold.
Cold, raffreddore.
I have a bad cold.
Ho un cattivo raffreddore.
I have caught a cold.
Ho preso un raffreddore.
In winter, lots of people catch colds.
To catch, caught, caught, prendere, acchiappare. Robert and Millie.
Oh, Robert, it's so cold today, and I feel so ill. I have a terrible cold.
Well, in winter, you catch a cold every month.
Yes, I know, but this time I have caught a frightful cold.
Don't exaggerate, don't make a fuss. A cold isn't a serious thing. It won't kill you.
Frightful, terribile, spaventoso. Don't make a fuss. Non fare storie. To kill, uccidere. Off. To go off, andare via.
Tom went off on his bicycle.
To keep off, stare alla larga.
Keep off the grass.
Non calpestare l'erba. To take off, togliersi.
Take off your coat.
Togliti la giacca. To get off, scendere da.
To get off a bus, a train, a plane.
Quando siamo arrabbiati con qualcuno e vogliamo dirgli di andar via, possiamo usare le espressioni buzz off, clear off. Però attenzione, sono piuttosto offensive. Nota, Quando troviamo off in una macchina o un apparato elettrico, significa staccato, disinserito, spento. L'opposto di off è on. Osserva come le preposizioni modificano il significato dei verbi. To go.
To go in.
Entrare.
To go out.
Uscire.
To go up.
Salire.
To go down.
Scendere.
To go back.
Ritornare.
To go away.
Andarsene.
To go off.
Andarsene. The last. L'ultimo.
December is the last month of the year. Tom bought the last loaf of bread in the shop.
Last. Scorso.
Last week. Last month. Last year.
At last, alla fine.
At last, Tom fell off the bicycle.
Robert was really impossible yesterday. At lunchtime, he complained about the food. In the afternoon, Millie's mother telephoned and disturbed his afternoon nap. So he complained about that too. At last, Millie said, "Robert, when you married, you made a big mistake." And do you know what he answered? At last, you have said something intelligent. Open, aperto, aggettivo.
The window is open.
La finestra è aperta.
Tom found only one shop still open. In summer, I like to sleep with my bedroom window open. The bank is open from 9 to 2.
Opened, aperto, participio passato.
Why have you opened the window?
Because I feel hot.
Nota: the window is opened è un errore. The window is open è invece corretto. To arrive, arrivare, giungere.
To arrive at the station. To arrive in London. To arrive there. To arrive on time, to arrive home. Every morning, George gets up early. He does everything in a hurry because he doesn't want to arrive at the station late. When he arrives there, he waits patiently for the train. When the train arrives on time, George smiles happily. After an hour or so, he arrives in London. Before starting work, he usually has a glass of milk and a sandwich. At midday, he has a very light lunch, so when he arrives home in the evening, he is quite hungry.
To reach, raggiungere, arrivare.
When Tom reached the shops, he found them all closed. When James reached the age of 18, he changed completely.
Osservare la differenza di costruzione fra to arrive e to reach.
To reach the station. To arrive at the station. To reach London. To arrive in London. To reach there. To arrive there. To reach on time. To arrive on time. To reach home. To arrive home.
To push. Spingere.
Tom pushed his bicycle because he couldn't ride it. Don't push.
Non spingere. To pull. Tirare. Word formation. Formazione delle parole. Deaf. Sordo. To deafen. Assordare. Dark. Oscuro. Scuro. To darken. Oscurare. Oscurarsi. Aggiungendo en a certi nomi ed aggettivi si formano alcuni verbi. Ecco un elenco dei più comuni.
Deep, to deepen. Fat, to fatten. Hard, to harden. Height, to heighten. Length, to lengthen. Quick, to quicken. Sharp, to sharpen. Short, to shorten. Strength, to strengthen. Sweet, to sweeten. Weak, to weaken.
To ride, road, ridden. Montare, cavalcare.
To ride a horse, a bicycle, a motorcycle. To ride on a horse.
To drive, drove, driven. Guidare.
To drive a car, a bus, a lorry. When Tom was a boy of 14, he liked to ride a bicycle. When he was 16, he rode a motorcycle. But from 18 on, he only wanted to drive cars.
Saxon genitive. Il Saxon genitive si può usare pure per riferirsi alla casa o al posto di lavoro di qualcuno. The bakers, panettiere. The butchers, macellaio. The hairdressers, parrucchiere. The barbers, barbiere. The dentists, dentista. The chemists, farmacista. The doctors, medico. Cioè, the baker's shop, the butcher's shop, etc. Nota, nell'inglese moderno queste espressioni si usano spesso senza S.
Lydia goes to the hairdresser twice a week.
Care, cura, attenzione. To care about, preoccuparsi di.
Lydia only cares about clothes and jewels.
To take care, fare attenzione, stare attento.
Take care.
Attento.
Take care with that dog.
Attento con quel cane. To take care of somebody. Prendersi cura di qualcuno.
Mothers take care of their children. Nurses and doctors take care of their patients.
Nota. In frasi interrogative e negative significa essere indifferenti.
Who cares?
Che importa? Chi se ne frega?
I don't care.
Non mi importa.
I couldn't care less.
Non me ne importa proprio nulla. Ivan.
Dear cousin Abel, I hope you, my sweet cousin Deborah, Uncle Giuseppe and Aunt Vivian are in good health. Forgive me for not having written before. I have been very busy. Abel, you will not believe it. At last, I have found a job that I love. I work for an organization that helps refugees to obtain political asylum in America. The job I had before, besides paying very little, was also very boring. Imagine making beds, putting in order hotel rooms, and cleaning toilets. I don't make much money where I work now, but I enjoy what I am doing. As you know, for many years I have been a member of the WWF. World Wildlife Fund, the famous organization that for many years has worked for the protection of nature. Well, some of my friends and relatives kept saying that all I care about was animals and the environment. You know very well that this is not true. I care about people too, especially children and old people. This is the main reason why I love my new job. Now I take care of refugees, these poor, unfortunate people who must leave their countries and often their families because their lives are in danger. Most of them are political and religious refugees. They come from countries where they must be careful about what they say or do. Many of them have been tortured and have lived for many years in jail. When I started working for this organization, my boss said to me, "Ivan, be careful what you do. Your work is very important. The happiness of many people depends on you. You know that many people have wrong ideas about me. Just because I didn't want to go to college and because of my long hair. Where I work now, nobody could care less about my hair and still less about my earrings. They only care about the way I work. And so far, everybody is satisfied with me. Often, when I go back home, I take some work with me so that I can go on working for a few hours. Of course, I take care not to misplace any documents because they are all very important. Of course, not everybody is satisfied with my new job. They say that I don't make enough money. But who cares? I am happy with what I'm doing, and I don't care what people say. When you come to America, you must help me with my Spanish, because some of these refugees come from Spanish-speaking countries, and most of them can't speak English. My girlfriend Rosie is fine, but I don't see her often because she's very busy too. Besides her work, she must help her mother with the housework, and she must take care of her younger sister. Important news. I have bought a new computer. As soon as I'm connected to the internet, I'm going to send you an email. Take care. Love, your cousin Ivan."
Millie.
"The weather was terrible yesterday. First it rained. And then a terrible storm began. It was the worst storm that I can remember. Thunder, lightning, rain, and hail. The thunder almost deafened me, and I'm so afraid of thunder. Robert always says that I am silly, because it is only the lightning that can hurt you, not the thunder. But the thunder makes so much noise. And I'm afraid of noise. The lightning doesn't make any noise. But when I say that to Robert, he always says, 'You are the silliest woman in the world.' Well, in the morning, Robert didn't go to the factory because the weather was so bad. I went to the market, of course, because poor Robert must eat, good weather or bad weather. So I went off to the market in my old raincoat and with Robert's umbrella. My umbrella is broken. Oh, the rain! It nearly drowned me. And I just can't describe the journey back. I had so many parcels that I couldn't open the umbrella. I had bought meat, potatoes, tomatoes, lettuces, spinach, oranges, bread, chocolates, sugar, coffee, tea, jam, and biscuits. The packet of biscuits fell into the mud, and when at last I reached home, I was so tired that I couldn't speak a word. But Robert didn't care about that. He was too busy opening all the parcels. Suddenly he said, "You have bought apples instead of oranges. Why can't you remember that I prefer oranges? Go back to the market at once." "But Robert," I said, "in all this rain, I shall be drowned." But he just laughed and said, "You always exaggerate. A little rain won't hurt you. Don't be ridiculous, and don't waste time. Go back to the market at once if you want to find good oranges." Well, I have always known that Robert hasn't got a very kind heart, and every day that passes it gets worse. But I couldn't believe that his cruelty could reach this point. Without answering, I went to the kitchen and began to put the vegetables into the refrigerator. After a moment, Robert came into the kitchen, and with his mouth full of chocolate, said in a nasty tone of voice, "What about the oranges?" I didn't say a word. When I finished putting everything in order, I calmly went towards the bathroom. Robert followed me without speaking. When I reached the bathroom door, I opened it, got in, and locked the door behind me. After a moment, I heard Robert's voice shouting, "What about the oranges?" I hesitated for a moment. Then I said in a strong, clear voice, "If you want your stupid oranges, take the umbrella and go to the market yourself." I generally take a shower very quickly, because I have always so many things to do, and also because I don't want to waste hot water. But this time I decided to take a nice hot bath instead of a shower. An hour later, I came out of the bathroom and went to the bedroom, put on some warm clothes, took a nice book, sat down in a comfortable armchair, and began to read.
Irregular verbs. I verbi irregolari hanno forme proprie che si debbono imparare a memoria. Diamo un elenco dei verbi irregolari più comuni. Alla fine del libro c'è un elenco più completo. Il past simple, oltre al passato remoto, traduce l'imperfetto e a volte il passato prossimo. Quindi, I went può significare andai, andavo, sono andato.
Be, was, were, been.
Essere.
Begin, began, begun.
Incominciare.
Blow, blew, blown.
Soffiare.
Break, broke, broken.
Rompere.
Bring, brought, brought.
Portare.
Buy, bought, bought.
Comprare.
Choose, chose, chosen.
Scegliere.
Come, came, come.
Venire.
Cost, cost, cost.
Costare.
Cut, cut, cut.
Tagliare.
Dig, dug, dug.
Zappare.
Do, did, done.
Fare.
Dream, dreamt, dreamt.
Sognare.
Drink, drank, drunk.
Bere.
Drive, drove, driven.
Guidare.
Eat, ate, eaten.
Mangiare.
Fall, fell, fallen.
Cadere.
Feel, felt, felt.
Sentire.
Find, found, found.
Trovare.
Fly, flew, flown.
Volare.
Forget, forgot, forgotten.
Dimenticare.
Get, got, got.
Diventare.
Give, gave, given.
Dare.
Go, went, gone.
Andare.
Have, had, had.
Avere.
Hear, heard, heard.
Udire.
Know, knew, known.
Sapere, conoscere.
Lead, led, led.
Condurre.
Learn, learnt, learned.
Imparare.
Leave, left, left.
Lasciare, partire.
Lie, lay, lane.
Stendersi.
Make, made, made.
Fare.
Meet, met, met.
Incontrare.
Pay, paid, paid.
Pagare.
Put, put, put.
Mettere.
Read, read, read.
Leggere.
Ring, rang, rung.
Suonare.
Say, said, said.
Dire.
See, so, seen.
Vedere.
Send, sent, sent.
Inviare.
Shine, shone, shone.
Brillare.
Shut, shut, shut.
Chiudere.
Sing, sang, sung.
Cantare.
Sit, sat, sat.
Sedere, sedersi.
Sleep, slept, slept.
Dormire.
Speak, spoke, spoken.
Parlare.
Spend, spent, spent.
Spendere.
Stand, stood, stood.
Stare in piedi.
Swim, swam, swam.
Nuotare.
Take, took, taken.
Prendere.
Tell, told, told.
Dire.
Think, thought, thought.
Pensare.
Wake, woke, woken.
Svegliare, svegliarsi.
Wear, wore, worn.
Indossare.
Write, wrote, written.
Scrivere.
Understand, understood, understood.
Capire. Questo brano è stato scritto per esercitarsi ad usare i verbi al past simple. Sulla destra c'è la traduzione del past simple dei verbi irregolari solamente. Il past simple dei verbi regolari finisce sempre in ed. Able.
When I went to America last summer, I had a really wonderful time. Every day began with a nice breakfast and ended with a big bowl of chocolate ice cream. My grandpa always keeps his freezer well stocked with ice cream. A few days before we arrived in America, he went shopping and bought about 10 six-packs of my father's favorite beer and 6 half-gallons of chocolate ice cream. When he came back home and put all those bottles of beer and all that ice cream on the kitchen table, my grandmother couldn't stop laughing. But my grandpa said, "Don't laugh, don't laugh. We're going to eat and drink everything." Then he took a glass, sat down, and began drinking his first beer. We stayed in America for 5 weeks, and the freezer was never without chocolate ice cream. Grandpa never forgot to buy it. In the evening before going to bed, he always wrote a list of what he had to do the next day. Ice cream was always at the top of the list. He thought that I couldn't live without it, and he was right. Besides eating and drinking, we did lots of other things. One day, my sister Deborah, my uncle David and I went to Washington to see the Space Museum. You can't imagine how happy I felt when I saw the airplane that the Wright brothers used in making the world's first flight. We also saw the rocks that the astronauts brought back from the moon.
Bowl, scodella, freezer, congelatore, well stocked, ben fornito, six pack, confezione di 6 bottiglie. Half gallon, 2 litri circa. List, elenco. At the top of, il primo. Besides, oltre a. Space, spazio. Flight, volo. Rock, roccia. Pilot, pilota. To pilot, pilotare.
Wilbur and Orville Wright invented the first aeroplane. On December 17, 1903, they made the world's first flight. Orville piloted the plane.
Nella colonna di destra abbiamo scritto la base form dei verbi irregolari. Copiare sul quaderno questo brano e riempire a matita gli spazi vuoti con i verbi al past simple corrispondenti. Dopo confrontate con il brano precedente per vedere gli errori che avete commessi. Questo brano è stato scritto per esercitarsi ad usare i verbi al past simple. Sulla destra c'è la traduzione del past simple dei verbi irregolari solamente. Il past simple dei verbi regolari finisce sempre in ed.
George and Lydia. A happy weekend. Lydia was preparing breakfast when she heard the doorbell ringing. The bell rang 3 times. So she understood that her friends had arrived. She immediately ran to the door, and when she opened it, she saw the smiling faces of her 2 best friends, Flora and Erika. After embracing and kissing them, she led them to the kitchen. On the kitchen table, there was already hot tea, coffee, milk, and biscuits. The 3 ladies sat down and began to have breakfast. They were in a hurry, so half an hour later, they left the house. As soon as they got into the car, they turned on the radio to listen to the weather forecast. They were lucky. The weather was going to be fine for the whole weekend. Erika was an expert driver. She drove better than any man, so everybody was relaxed and happy. During the whole journey to Bath, where they were going to spend their weekend, they talked, laughed, and sang all kinds of songs. Erika loved to drive, and she never got tired. From time to time, she even told some funny stories to keep her friends in a jolly mood. Have a nice time, ladies! When George came back home at 8 o'clock in the evening and went into the kitchen, he found the dirty plates, cups, glasses, spoons and forks still on the table. So he patiently put everything in the sink and began to wash them. But he soon stopped. It was nearly 8:30 and he felt very hungry. He went to the kitchen cupboard, but he only found some bread and a packet of biscuits. So he went to the refrigerator, hoping to find his dinner there. But in the fridge, there was only a piece of cheese, 2 small apples, a bottle of milk, and an egg. Now he knew that Lydia was going to spend the weekend with her friends in Bath. But before leaving, she could have prepared something for his dinner, thought poor George. Surely she was in a hurry and forgot to prepare it, he said to himself. So he opened the fridge again and got out the cheese, a bottle of milk, and the egg. But when he put them on the table, the egg began to roll, fell off the table, and broke, of course. Poor George. He ate a piece of bread and cheese and drank 1/2 a glass of milk. But he still felt hungry. And sad, very sad. 10 minutes later, he went to the bathroom, took off his jacket, took off his shoes, and lay down on the bed. He was so tired that in a few minutes he fell asleep. Half an hour later, he woke up. He felt cold and, of course, hungry. What could he do? He thought for about 10 minutes. Then he had a brilliant idea. He took the phone and rang up his colleague, Oscar. When Oscar heard George asking him to go out for dinner, he couldn't believe his ears. Oscar was single, and he spent most of his evenings going to pubs and restaurants. He liked George very much, because he was honest and a hard worker. He had often invited him to go out, but George had seldom accepted. It was a beautiful evening. A big silver moon shone over Glumville. A cool autumn wind gently blew the dry leaves from one side of the street to the other. George wore his favorite blue suit, his gray overcoat, and his black hat. He was quite elegant. He shut the front door of his house and went to the corner of the street to wait for Oscar. While he stood there waiting for his friend, he began to think about his work and his life. He had to do something to change it. Oscar was very punctual. At 9:30, they were already sitting in a very elegant restaurant. A nice waiter brought them the menu. They ordered their dinner, and Oscar chose the wine. While they were waiting for their dinner, Oscar asked, "Where did you buy that elegant suit?" "I bought it at Selfridge's. I know it is elegant, but it cost relatively little," answered George. When dinner was served, Oscar began to talk about his last holiday in Costa Rica. He told George what a fantastic time he had there. He slept till 10, got up, had breakfast, and went to the beach. The beach was a beautiful, solitary place. The sea was emerald green. Every morning he swam for a couple of hours, then he lay under a beach umbrella and read a book for the rest of the morning. While in Costa Rica, he never read the newspapers and he never watched television. Twice a week, he wrote a card and sent it to his parents to tell them that he was all right. When dinner was over and the waiter brought the bill, Oscar paid for both, and he also gave the waiter a good tip. While they were going back home, Oscar learned from George that Lydia was in Bath with her friends Flora and Erica, so he insisted on taking George to a nightclub. What a beautiful place it was! Poor George didn't even know that such a place existed in Glumville. In the nightclub, they met another colleague who sat at their table. The three of them drank beer and whiskey, spoke about football, told jokes, and laughed the whole night. It was 4:30 in the morning when Oscar took George back home. His head was spinning a little. He knew that he had drunk too much, but he felt really happy. He slept soundly till 12:00 and dreamt that he was in Costa Rica. That Sunday, instead of working in his little garden, as he usually did, he went to a pub to have lunch. Then he called Oscar, and they both spent the afternoon bowling. Life wasn't so tough after all, thought poor George. Translation. There is a table in the middle of the room. There is a book in the middle of the table. Don't talk nonsense. The shops are closing. Go and buy a loaf of bread. But I am in the middle of my French translation. Your French isn't so important. Go at once. But, Mother, it is raining. You know that I always fall off my bicycle in the rain. Oh, Mother, I am afraid of the storm. The thunder deafens me. Then go off to bed. But I'm afraid that the lightning will blind me. Don't be silly. One of you boys must buy the loaf. Well, I can't go because I must do my French translation, and he can't go because he has a cold. Then I am very sorry, but there will be no bread for dinner. We lived in London for many years, but now we live in a quiet little town. In winter, it is very cold here, but the summers are wonderful. There are people who like to live in the mountains. There are others who like to live near the sea. Some people like to live in a big city. But life in a quiet little town is the best of all. There is no smoke, no noise, nothing worries us. All is peace and quiet.
Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Almost. Applause. At last. At once. Awful. Baker. Began. Bicycle. To blind. Bought. Certainly. To close. To deafen. To describe. Dirty. To drown. Fell. Felt. Fool. Foolish. Found. Gave. Hail. Hero. To imagine. Journey. Lightning. Loaf. Look. Luck. Middle. Mud. Proud. To push. Quiet. To reach. Remaining. To remind. To ride. Said. To seem. Storm. Thought. Thunder. Torrent. Trouble. To turn back. Way. Went off.